And then Hannah Kay and I wrote a paper that had to go to our Director General to state the case for this, to itemise the external funding we'd already secured, and to get a pledge from the Trust essentially to release enough money to enable us to bid at auction. And throughout all of this, Emile was in the background having all of the conversations with auction houses, all the technical organisation that goes into putting a bid together. And it was thrilling and terrifying and exhausting, but mostly thrilling. With the paper that Hannah and I co-wrote together, we had, I think, an hour to write it, send it off to Helis, where it was going to be printed off and put in front of our board of trustees, who had to approve it. And normally you'd spend weeks on these things. And it was amazing that John sent us his statement, that David Taylor, our curator of pictures and sculpture, for whom John works, also did a lot of advocacy for us at the centre. We were talking to Simon Murray, who was our he's our deputy director, who oversees this kind of thing. We got his support, and he was amazing at Helis, because as soon as we printed this paper, published this paper, we didn't even have time to check our spellings, Veronica. It was okay.
Yeah, I'm sure.
We sent it off to the centre, it was printed out by him, and he ensured at his end that he just went round and got all the approvals. And that was a moment, because we had to write that so quickly I could barely type. And so I had Hannah next to me saying, "We can do this." And I was in a panic, because I think I can't write this quickly. I'm a thoughtful, considered person. You're asking me to write this paper. It's got to be right. I've got no... And she was going, "Right, let's just do it together." And that's what we did, heads down. We did it. And it was amazing. And as soon as we posted it off, about an hour later, the individual approvals for all of the people who sign off the money for acquisition started dropping into our inbox. It was amazing.